Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago. Inside the
locker room.
We always love to do this on a Friday, and it's certainly not inside the clubhouse, and it's definitely not hit and run. And I know it sounds familiar in some ways, but this is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And unlike Hit and Run, we don't always wait for the low brass in this song. Oops.
But we try to.
Did I give it away?
I try to wait for that.
I know. It's a nice little touch.
Again, when this music plays, though, I do think that we're about to get another episode of Peanuts. And what will Charlie Brown get into this week? I'm just saying.
What?
This music reminds me of Charlie Brown.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It's the same kind of tempo.
Jazz vibe. The horns right here.
Like, just interesting. The style of music is very Peanuts-ish.
Interesting. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's never done that for me, but that's...
But now you can see it, though, right?
I know where you're coming from. I'll just say that.
The Vince Guaraldi Trio with a lot of the jazz in the Peanuts holiday specials.
Greatest Christmas album of all time. That is the best one of all time.
My college radio station is a jazz station, and we always like to play a lot of the Peanuts soundtracks as part of our repertoire. We all had to do shifts. I don't think I ever sounded like an XRT DJ though, because I was in the news department.
Is there anything more comfortable than watching old Charlie Brown shows back in the day, like a Christmas special and the Thanksgiving special?
I think it's more just the specials, the lineup of the specials as they roll through.
Yeah,
you know, Frosty
so
the Snowman.
Nostalgic.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, you're right.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Donner and Blitzen and whatnot. Snappy.
I don't remember whatnot. Snappy. I thought you called Patrick Manley Snappy.
Yeah, he is Snappy. And Snappy was one of the dwarfs.
I think he's going to end up taking that up with you in person at some point.
I would enjoy that with Patrick Manley.
Well, you guys are hosting together.
Check me
Thanksgiving
out.
Week, actually.
Well, unfortunately, he will not be there that day, so I will miss Patrick Manley. But... yeah, you should join The Score next Friday at The Wall in Gurnee. That's where we will be, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue. Olin Kreutz, James Big Cat Williams. That's right, the original Big Cat. I don't care what anybody else says. James Big Cat Williams and myself will host our pregame show there from 11 to 2 and then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying the MVP comforts of Marcus Theater. There will be a drink. There will be drink specials as well. It's all happening at The Wall in Gurnee, starting at 11 a.m. next Friday. That is Black Friday. Can't wait to work with James Big Cat Williams and Olin Kreutz. We will miss Patrick Manley that day, however.
James Big Cat Williams will join us Monday, 12:25 as well.
Exciting! Yeah. We love to hear that news. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We do like to go inside the locker room to hear what you found, Mark Grody, especially on a day where we're trying to figure out. A week ago today was the Bears opening up the practice window for Jalen Johnson. Boldly, they listed him as questionable against the Vikings. I got real excited, and then I got real wrong because he didn't end up playing. We're all trying to figure this out together. Who's available? Who's not? Tyreek Stevenson's name is also on the injury list. Kyler Gordon's practice window opened up. So what is the latest?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll find out a little bit later on today exactly who's healthy and who is not. But I was in the locker room, obviously, yesterday, And Jalen Johnson, was, as you said, was a full participant in practice. I did, as I've said in my reports, I feel better now about the possibility of Jalen Johnson playing now than I did after or before I walked into the building yesterday. You know, we did not get a chance to talk to Jalen Johnson on mic, but I could tell you that he was all smiles by his locker. He was interrupting our interviews, which you'll hear here in just a second. I gave him a little bit of crap, too. I was like, why don't you talk, man? Like, they don't have to talk. He's not activated, so they are under no obligation to speak to us in any way, shape, or form. But I kind of thought, Jalen, being the affable guy he is, I was like, why don't you talk to us? And he was like, that's above my pay grade. I don't have to talk. But who knows? Who knows what happens today? It's not inconceivable that they would activate him today. So we will stand by and we will see what happens with that. Now, Kyler Gordon, a little bit more complex. His window just opened. I am doubtful that he would play. I did have a quick chit-chat with him. He's not giving any information or anything like that, but it is my guess that he probably is a couple of weeks away. It would seem unrealistic. The one part is, and this is a point that Weeder brought up on the Take the North podcast, with, as I just went through, with being at the wall on Friday, that's a short week, a very short week.
That's what I was about to say.
So it's a great point by Weedsy. Do you rush Jalen Johnson back? And forget, let's just leave Kyler Gordon out of the equation. Do you rush Jalen Johnson back knowing that you barely have recovery time next week?
That's why I was thinking Jalen Johnson would not play this week. And also because of that same game, the Black Friday game against the Eagles, that Kyler Gordon wouldn't come back until the following, because it's just not enough time.
There's just not enough time. So I don't know still about Jalen. If I had to say, like, gun to the head, I would say no.
Right.
But I also would not be, like, over the moon shocked if he was to play tomorrow.
You get 21 days in that practice window.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now 7. Next Friday is 14. And then theoretically, at some point after that Black Friday game, you think that they utilize like the later part of that practice window to make it happen?
Possibly, yeah. That seems realistic, Layla, that you would do that going into what would be then the Green Bay game.
It's all lining up.
Which was sort of in the atmosphere with both of these guys. Like, that was sort of, like, if you're being super realistic about these guys and not rushing them back, not being too tempted, it's the Green Bay game.
It's a big return for somebody who was quoted as being unlikely even to return or doubtful to return this season, which is the exact news in this breaking news. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This from Adam Schefter. Lions head coach Dan Campbell told reporters that tight end Sam Laporta underwent a back procedure and is now unlikely to return this season.
Oof.
Back is never what you want to hear. Procedure is even more concerning. That is big news in the NFC North.
It's a different year in the NFC North. You know what I mean? Like, it's still a good division, but things aren't falling into place the way they did last year.
Also, without Sam Laporta, the Lions look a lot more vulnerable, not just because they're 6-4, a full game behind the Bears right now, but they have games they still have to play against quality competition that's not going to be easy. It wasn't going to be easy with Sam Laporta as long as my man had the Waffle House menu out trying to use the bifocals to call the plays.
I do think this, yeah, Dan Campbell, I thought about the Applebee's commercial quite a bit because he really does look like himself in the Applebee's commercial with the card over his face.
Oh, that's right.
It's almost like he's playing himself there.
Yes.
Interesting how that works out for him. There's just more parity in the league this year.
Even more.
We know that. I mentioned the Texans and Bills game that I think Paul Charchi inappropriately called last night when he gave credit to the Texans defense. You know, Josh Allen looking very human. We're trying to figure out with Andrew Filippone if the Steelers are good. The Bears are one game better by record. We're trying to figure out if the Bears are good. This is just more proof that it's that type of league this year.
Amazing.
The jumble's feeling really jumbly right now.
It is.
Is that where we landed on the jumble?
We wanted another word for the blob.
I still like the bob. I mean, it's so score, right? Not the blob. It's the bob.
Very fair to the bobs, though. Because sometimes bobs will separate themselves from the blob.
Do they, Layla?
Yes, like that. Sounds that's like an excellent example.
The bob sounds like a pack of women making a very specific hair decision at the salon. The bob.
I have the opposite of that. I let my hair grow. Today it was a bun, though. Just felt like the right thing to do. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Some injury news, not just with the Bears, but as we just heard, Sam Laporta likely out for the rest of the season, that according to Adam Schefter.
May I take you into the locker room?
I would like to go back inside the locker room.
Inside the locker room here on the premier locker room show on The Score. And thank you for the happy belated birthdays from people on the text line.
Really?
Belated from January 9th last year.
Is it belated or are we early? How does that work?
I think we're closer to being early than belated.
Or is this in the vein of Robbie giving Josh Giddey a happy belated birthday that was weeks later?
Aww.
Anything for Matt King.
Giddey, you're going to miss him. All right, so let's get into...
Have you wished him a happy Australian Thanksgiving? I actually don't think they have that, but don't worry about it.
Happy belated.
Oh, dear.
This is the most dangerous snake ever.
Now, that's a knife.
Let's mess with his offspring.
Tyreek Stevenson.
Lemon onion.
Wait, your accent is British.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, isn't that... That's all I got. Isn't that what's his Andy from The Office?
No, no,
aren't you doing Andy from The Office?
The way
there?
I said dangerous, though... Dangerous. Isn't that Australian?
I can't.
This is your most dangerous...
No, you're right. It is a British
accent. I don't know,
it's one of
guys.
The worst I've ever heard.
Thank you.
You're basically a British guy who went and tried to say, let's go ahead and regulate the Australia because, you know...
We were all British people
colonized?
At the beginning, weren't we?
Colonized?
I've been watching the
documentary I was
lately.
Not a British person at the beginning.
No, you weren't a British person?
No.
Can I speak up? Neither was I.
Oh, man. It's like... There is a documentary I've been watching on the Revolutionary War... Over on Channel 11. Who's the guy that does all the documentaries? That one guy?
Ken Burns.
Yes, Ken Burns. It's great, but it's like, we did a lot of bad things in this country, even during the Revolutionary War. Yeah, a lot of bad things.
You sound so woke right now.
Let's take you into the locker room. I am awake. Tyreek Stevenson. I am so woke. Tyreek Stevenson. Since we couldn't talk to Jalen Johnson would not talk to us.
He tried.
Yeah, he tried. Listen closely here. Like, he's like, let me set up the scene for you. It's the land of the cornerbacks where, you know, Layla said, that's where all the personality is on this team.
It just seems like a really fun place to hang out.
You're right.
With the secondary. They seem very chatty. They're cordial.
Right.
I don't know. It seems fun.
So they have their community over of the lockers. Jalen's about three lockers down, maybe two lockers down from where Tyreek Stevenson is talking. So just imagine that. Jalen Johnson is all alone. There's maybe six or seven of us surrounding Tyreek Stevenson at this point. And we wanted to know about the full participating practice of one Jalen Johnson.
He looks great. He looked like he hasn't missed a step. Definitely excited to have him back.
Think he's going to play?
I don't know. he on his own time and as usual. speaking of him. But don't know when he'll play, hopefully this week or next week. But pretty much on his own time and just excited to have him back.
Yeah, so that provides zero information, but it's pretty funny.
No, it's hilarious. Yeah. You know, he's on his own time.
You know what that was? That was Tyreek Stevenson being a parent. That's like something you say about a kid.
Well, they just sort of give it up. I don't know what that guy's doing. He's here, not here.
Like, you have that cordial conversation with your neighbors as you walk your dog or whatever. He's like, oh, how's that? Like, you know, he's just,
You know that Jalen Johnson. He's sure he's crazy, isn't he?
I love that.
A reminder, this segment, as we go inside the locker room, is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4
Seasons.
Hilarious.
The drive-by.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
See, I knew it. I knew that secondary, and I knew that quarterback group had some fun. I knew it.
I feel like that's Jalen Johnson's corner, like out of the wire. And he knows people in his neighborhood. Is like, hey, this is my corner.
Oh, yeah. Them corner boys. Let's see here. What else do I have? Somebody has to talk about Aaron Rodgers because Lord knows we haven't talked about him this week at all.
Never.
Never would talk about Aaron Rodgers, but Tyreek Stevenson was talking about Aaron Rodgers and if he's looking forward to possibly facing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course. Legend quarterback. So definitely look forward to going up against him. You know, my only goal this week is to get an interception. Definitely would sit at the top of my trophy case, but definitely excited about going against him.
Is there a better chance of intercepting Mason Rudolph than there is of intercepting Aaron Rodgers?
Really, no matter who throw the ball, best thing I can do is put myself in position to go catch it when I see it.
I was hoping he would laugh when I asked that question because it's, you know, Mason Rudolph versus, but he answered it correctly.
Eyes on the prize, baby.
Eyes on the prize. That is correct. So he gets that opportunity to go up against Aaron Rodgers. And I can give you guys one more piece of tape here because I think we're running out of time here. But there is a gentleman that plays football for the Pittsburgh Steelers named Darnell Washington. I want to say Darnell Wright when I say that. He's big.
He's kind of Darnell Wright size.
Kind of. What did you say his weight was? 6'7" what?
311.
This man plays tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers and is quite the specimen and quite the interesting guy out on the field. And it was interesting because there was Matt Zahn from CBS2 yesterday, now having reviewed the tape. I couldn't think of who was asking about it yesterday, but Matt Zahn was asking Tyreek Stevenson about Darnell Washington and how to take this guy down. I thought this was interesting.
Darnell Washington, the big guy been playing a tight end. What is it like? Have you ever faced a guy like that?
I went to school with him, so yeah, I went to Georgia with him, so I already know what his game is. So nothing new to me. Went to Georgia with him. He was the same type of person he is now. Big shout out to him though. He's definitely more athletic than what he used to be. So
is he crazy how athletic he is?
Yeah. It was shocking at Georgia when he was doing it, but to see that he honed in on it and now he's hurting than people is crazy though. So. Definitely excited to go against him, you know, but been seeing it at Georgia.
What's the strategy to bringing him down?
You got to want to. I think that's really what it is. It's a want to at that point. No strategy. You dive, he jump. You hang on, he drag. I don't know. So it's just definitely a want to.
Tyreek Stevenson with a very key description of something that I have been trying to illustrate on this station for many years. That is ont to. He perfectly illustrated onto, did he not?
He did. The issue is the guy that he was tackling in practice, 6'7", 270, has added 41 pounds since he got out of Georgia. I'm taking that's off the Georgia like website.
How do you randomly add 40 pounds?
I don't think it was random. I think they would have been eating good and lifting good.
Strength.
Being good in the neighborhood.
Not strength with a TH. No, that
no,
is
that's strength.
With an M and an F.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I prefer the MPH. But yeah, same difference.
Yeah. I'm here to misspell it all. Our segment of Inside the Locker Room
was
brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. Today we have it because you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday. It is presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's been a minute, so we got to get him back on. He contributes to this Bears media tapestry, and he keeps it together in many ways. Mark Potash, the Sun Times, he's back. And he joins us next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheem Harris and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Next question, Mark Potash.
Hey, Matt, this might seem trivial, but maybe not. Do the increased protocols allow you to still have clubbed up if you win? Because that just doesn't seem like the kind of thing you might want to be having when you're having a COVID outbreak.
Yeah, that's a great question.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him, like, you know, grilling him post-game. How does he react then?
That is the open for Mark Potash, the Sun-Times columnist, the founder of markpotash.net. He joins us right now via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Mark, this was a Mark Grody request to have you on, and I'm glad he did it because we like having you on Talking Bears. So thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it, Layla. It's kind of a weird existence being kind of half in and half out. I'm not sure how much I like that, but I'm making the most of it, and I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. We love to have you on and love your work. I think I want to start actually with the open we just heard. If Club Dub were to be a celebration again, and I feel like we've seen a lot of Bears locker room celebrations, this might be the season to bring it back.
You know, it's been that kind of season. It's a difficult thing, actually, because you bring things. There are a lot of things that are similar to that 2018 season, which was a great season, but not only didn't end well, but also didn't have any sustainability with Matt Nagy. There's no doubt that Ben Johnson is doing many of the same things. This has a 2018 feel to it when Matt Nagy was riding high. But the important point is, and I know I'm sure we'll get to this, is that this is a much different team. It's a much different culture. I hate to use that cliche. But what he's doing right now, what the Bears are doing now, to me seems a lot more sustainable than in 2018 when they pretty much rode a defense that even the Bears with Vic Fangio were probably not going to be able to replicate in 2019. This team has a chance to be actually better next year than this year on both sides of the ball. So I think that's probably the big difference with 2018. But to your point, yeah, this is the feel is absolutely the same. I'm not in the building anymore like I was, but I can just tell that it's the same thing as the Bears had in 2018 when they're doing Club Dub.
Agree.
Mark, I'm glad you brought that up because as a guy who was almost this close to being the Bears official historian, I need to know what you think is sustainable from what you've seen this year compared to that 2018 team, which let's say 10 games into that, you're probably looking at it very differently than you were 2 years later. I mean, what is it you can see through 10 games that you really think can take hold here?
Well, for one thing, I think the coach is better. The coach has done this before. Matt Nagy was good in 2018, but he hadn't done it before like Ben Johnson has. So there's that feeling that Ben Johnson knows what he's doing. He's done it before. I just think they have a better coach. They have a better quarterback. I mean, Mitch Trubisky was technically in the Pro Bowl as an alternate that year, but even at his best, he was not as good as Caleb Williams has been this year, and Caleb Williams is just scratching the surface. I think you can all see that. He might not become that elite quarterback that everybody wants him to be, but even if he just stays where he is, the Bears are going to be a playoff contending team with him at quarterback, even in this state, whereas with Trubisky, you needed a lot of things to go right, and he never took that next step. So I think right off the bat, I go back to the same old things when we compare all the previous, one-year, one-hit wonders that the Bears have had, is that the better coach, better quarterback, that I think that's where you start. And also on the defense, like I said, compared to 2018, that defense, like I said, if Vic had stayed, was not going to be better the next year. It was unlikely to sustain what they did. And this defense, although they are, kind of riding high with the interceptions that can come and go, they have a lot of room for growth. This is not really a great defense, but they're making the most of it. So that's why I think that there's just much more sustainability here. And I'll be honest, I look at this. I know there's a lot of questions. Can the Bears make the playoffs? This and that. To me, maybe just my age or whatever, but I look at this more from a big picture perspective. I think the Bears are going to, whether they make the playoffs or not, I think they're going to be have the arrow pointing up much more this year, than they did in previous years, like in 13 and in 18. So I look at this as all gravy maybe at this point.
But I know where you're
going. I think they're doing well enough now that the arrow is going to be pointing up at the end of the year, whether they make it or not.
Yeah, that's really interesting because that's sort of where we are right now, Potsy. Development of a young team that you want to build some sort of a sustained success. And, oh my God, as you said, gravy, they're winning. So we've had those conversations, and I'm still like, I think I'm like you. Of course I want to see the Bears win, but I am just as interested in seeing this team get better and the quarterback develop and the offensive line come together and try to figure out a way to get to the quarterback. So we're on the same page as we often are. This segment with Mark Potash is being brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Talking to Mark Potash of the Sun-Times here on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score. How you feeling about this game? Bears versus Steelers along the lakefront Sunday at noon.
Well, I feel like it's a game the Bears should win. This is, if the Bears are, you know, this is what kind of an in-between game. It's better that they're playing a better team than they've played before, but not quite the best teams like the Eagles, maybe even the Packers that they're going to come up against, and maybe the Lions. Not quite. It won't be the litmus test like those will be, but it's still a better team and a well-coached team and a team that wins at this time of the year, and I think it's a good test. But I think the way the Bears are, the way they're running right now. I think it's a game that they should win. Mm. And Mark, let me make one other point.
Yeah.
Since you brought up the playoff thing, because I have almost a counterpoint to my own point on making the playoffs. I don't think they need to make the playoffs, but I will say this: if they make the playoffs, this is not just to get in the playoffs and have that experience like you see with building teams. If the Bears get in the playoffs, they are going to be a threat. I mean, they're going to be a threat to go far. Not just because they're ascending, but because the league kind of is coming back to them. It's a very mediocre league right now, and so I would say I don't want to make one point without making the other. That I don't think they necessarily have to make the playoffs to kind of confirm that they're on the right track. But on the other hand, if they do make the playoffs, they're not just there for show or just for being there. I think they will be a threat because of the quarterback and the coach.
Yeah, Mark Potash joining us, Sun-Times columnist, founder of markpotash.net. And I want to follow up with what you just said, because that's what I see when I look around. Who's really scaring you? And the best part is, with the way the schedule lays out, we'll know what they look like against the Detroit Lions back half of the season, last game of the season. We'll know next week against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we've seen all the teams they've already taken down outside of the specific challenge of the top tier of the NFC West. It seems like they should be in a game against everyone.
Yeah, Marshall, the thing I'm going to be looking at in the next couple hours is the injury report, because I think the Bears are winning the war of attrition. You saw Sam LaPorta is out for the year. Mm-hmm. The Bears' playoff chances and their chances of winning the NFC North just improved right there.
Yeah.
And their chances of winning that last game against Detroit just improved. The Bears are in a state right now where they have potential to get healthier if they get Jalen Johnson back, if they get Kyler Gordon back. But on the other hand, they also have some injuries at linebacker, offensive tackle, that could go the other way. So I think the most important battle for the Bears at this point, especially when they're playing 13 consecutive weeks, is to win the war of attrition. I think that's going to be as big a battle as any.
We're talking to Mark Potash of the Sun-Times and also markpotash.net here on Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. And I would like to preview our 1 o'clock hour with you, Mark, since you're here. Aaron Rodgers is, I think, without a doubt, not just a villain to the Bears, but a villain in the NFL. And it makes me realize, after he's gone, that not only do we perhaps have a lack of a villain of that power, I think, in the league, and especially in the NFC, but also it got me thinking about other hated Chicago sports villains. So where does your mind take you down the path when you hear me bring this stuff up? What comes to mind for you?
Well, it's hard to do on the spot, especially for me, but I'll try. There's nobody like Aaron Rodgers, because there's been nobody that good who has also been a villain. I mean, you know, Mike Schmidt was a Cub killer, but nobody disliked Mike Schmidt. He was good, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I'm dating myself with that, I know. But,
that's kind of the vein that we were thinking about.
Go Eugenio Suarez. How about that? Eugenio Suarez.
John Starks. Dennis Rodman.
Lambeer.
But like Starks tried, yeah. The problem is for Starks that he was still on the losing end, you know?
Right. And that's just it. Aaron Rodgers beat the Bears. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just untouched, is a villain. And, And he's also got that kind of personal thing with Chicago that he kind of makes it personal on several fronts, I guess. And that's always interesting to me. But no, you can't top Aaron Rodgers, because not only was he a villain, but he beat the Bears just so acutely and so, you know, singularly. Just it was him. He always made the play. There's really nobody off the top of my head. I can't think of a player that. The Bears have hated. It's always been like some Packer, like was it Mark Lee back in the 80s, the guy who drove Peyton over the.
How about Charles Martin? That starts at Charles Martin. Charles Martin was the one.
Yeah, Charles Martin. Yeah,
we're gonna go back that far. Bears, yeah.
But the Bears always won those. Yeah, that was the Ditka era, and the Bears always won those. So you know, you watch that one game in Green Bay, and I think it was 85, and. It's very easy to watch because the Bears end up finding a way to win that game and they dominated that era. Not so much with Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know. I'll be honest. I'd have to think about it to think of the other villains. But safe to say, nobody who even compares to Aaron Rodgers.
It's okay, Mark. We're doing this in the 1 o'clock hour, and we've already gotten some submissions. I think Jim Edmonds is a good one. I feel like he kind of was a villain to the rest of the league as well. But I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But if you think about it, you know, and you want to get back to us, our show is open for you too anytime.
But it is hard. You know why it's hard, guys? Because and I understand the struggle, because I thought this would be easy too. Like I was like, oh, I'll have this at 1 o'clock. But it's hard to think of guys who are that are good against our teams in Chicago simultaneously dislikable. You know what I mean? Like Albert Pujols destroyed. You mentioned Mike Schmidt. Albert Pujols, another guy that just tortured the Cubs, but he wasn't unlikable. You know what I mean?
Like he wasn't running his mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Aaron Rodgers
right.
is running his mouth.
And Jim Edmonds is a good one by Layla because he was just kind of a bag. You know what I mean? Like you felt
remains
that.
That on broadcast actually.
Yeah, and he was a Cub too. And everybody loved Jim Edmonds when he was a Cub. But
yeah, like Rod. No, the worst guys I think are the guys who have the games of their lives against the Bears, like Edgar Bennett, and then when they come here, they're nowhere near. They're just a shell.
Seriously, that's a great
example.
That's
why I think the C.J. Gardner-Johnson thing is so interesting to me, because he was a guy who was potential to do that. You know, he was such a pain to the Bears in those two games in 2020, but he's been even better with the Bears than he was against them. That's a rarity. So, good for him.
No, he's been a great addition, and I think it just speaks to the competence level of who's in charge right now on this team.
It's kind of funny how, like, you know, that's one of the best moves that Ryan Poles has made, but it was kind of made out of desperation. Sometimes that's the way it works. You know, you do all this planning to draft guys like Trapillo, who's a backup, and then, you know, out of desperation, you make your best moves. And I think Poles has gotten better at that, at kind of those midstream things now. But of course, and having the team he has kind of helps. But it's just interesting how it kind of works out like that. But yeah, I think he's been great. I like anybody who has his record. I've mentioned it many times. He's like 71 and 22 in games he's played in the NFL. And I just like on several different teams. I just like guys who always find themselves on winning teams. It's more than just coincidence to me. And I think even though he's kind of like a bad guy or a difficult guy to manage, I think he's a winner. I think there's a reason why he's always on winning teams.
How about Lenny Dykstra? Anybody on the early 80s Mets?
We can't give away the entire 1 o'clock and 1:20 seconds. Texting in. Guys, I need you to hold it for an hour and a half. Okay?
We'll refresh. It's a more difficult exercise than I thought it would be.
You opened this Pandora's box.
I know, but I wanted to get Mark's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, don't forget AJ Pierzynski. He was a bad guy against the White Sox, but he was just as bad a guy against everybody else when he was with the White Sox. So.
Yes, agreed. But yeah, if you're a pitcher, you love to have him as part of your battery. That was for sure.
Starks was a Bull. Johnny Starks. He was a Bull. People remember that? That was
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. He was a Bull.
Well, Mark Potash, we always appreciate the time. Like I said, call us anytime if that jogs your memory. But I figured we would cheat a little before 1 o'clock and ask you.
Well, I appreciate it, Layla, Marshall, Mark. Good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Hopefully you'll come on the Take the North podcast someday with us.
All I need is an invitation, my man.
There it is.
He loves to say that, Mark Brody.
Like, he does. That's your invitation.
You're getting one, Potsy. We can't wait. Weedsy and I always talk about you. We reference you on the podcast. So I promise you we will be having you on soon if you will be so nice as to join us.
I'm going to have to start listening again.
Oh, snap.
Shots fired.
Mark Potash. You can also find him on X at Mark Potash. Thanks for taking the time.
See you, Mark.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Potsy. That is Mark Potash, as we mentioned. Coming up next, it is halftime. I have something for you, Mark Grody.
What?
I have been given a gift. I was told to deliver it. And I have to tell you guys about the time I had in Oak Forest. It was really fun.
On the day that Mark comes in here demanding gifts out the break, do you have something for him?
I have a gift.
You should almost hold it back.
Where's the three wise men? I want my gifts.
That's hilarious. Here we are. Mark's like, oh, give me gifts. And then we're like, here's two bears. You're wearing a shirt Marshall gave you. A listener carved wood for you with his bare hands.
Mark, greedy. I rest my case.
Where's my Devlin McGregor mug that somebody mailed me?
I gave you a thermos for your coffee.
You did. It's such a good thermos.
That's a good point. I forgot about the thermos.
All these gifts for Mark.
Now that I think about it, Lawrence Holmes gave me a Remy Martin like man bag.
Oh, that's right.
I have
my Remy Martin bag, and inside it is the gift.
Oh,
so
I can't
I'm going to tell
this.
Everybody about the time I had last night. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, I come bearing gifts. We'll do it next for halftime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dick.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Hey, guys, stop texting your villains. It's at 1 o'clock. Villain talk is at 1.
No, it's okay, Layla, because we can steal them.
We're going to lose track of them on the text line right now. We talked about how this is the biggest test for the Bears defense because we don't know who's playing in the defense. So as we try to figure that out, and Aaron Rodgers and everybody else, that really becomes the top of mind question. Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh and First in Pod joined us to talk about the Steelers and the bet he lost where he had to pierce his nipples. Yeah, I don't know that I would do that for a Steelers game, but the pony did.
What would you do it for?
I don't know. I feel like 2001 came and went already, so that was probably the year where that was a remote possibility, and not even then.
Cray Cray Layla, 2001.
No, one of my friends did that year, though. Oh, that's why I bring it up.
Gotcha.
So at 10:45, we talked about the history between the Bears and the Steelers, and Mark Grody was there for the game in 1995 where they lost at Soldier Field.
I was so mad.
Went inside the Bears secondary, which is always fun because they like to talk. And Mark Potash just joined us in our previous segment.
It's halftime.
So thanks to everybody. We had a great crowd over at Captain Jack's in Oak Forest last night as part of the opportunity to win tickets to our Football After Dark event, which is on December 2nd at Moretti's in Bedford. And I get to talk to Nashawn Wright.
Nice.
Because, again, we love chatting with the secondary. That's going to be a great event. We had a ton of people come out thanks to Remy Martin. They gave me a bag.
So nice.
And inside this bag is something from Tim in Oak Forest, who is a listener.
Uh-huh.
And here Mark Grody is asking for gifts in transition.
Out of the dead. Like, before
so
we even start our
this.
Show, he's asking for
and then
gifts.
He says he doesn't get any. And then we name, like, 19 things that we have given him.
I'm actually the only person who gets gifts.
Well, here's number 20. I've got something for you. So thanks to Tim, who brought me bear gloves.
Oh, another bear glove.
That's
that
amazing.
Is awesome, practical, everything. I love having multiple Old Spices going.
So bear glove is hilarious because it really is like this menacing-looking bear on the front.
Bear glove.
If you missed it last weekend, Mark thought that he was going to somehow smell in like 10 minutes time inside.
Because I forgot my deodorant.
In a freezing studio.
I missed a step.
did
come
smell.
Come on, guys. You've had that moment
you
where you're like.
You smell him.
Oh, I could smell through the glass. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pungent. It was permeating.
Robbie, if you have that sense of smell, then you need to be in another line of work.
It's a bad feeling because I would say within 3 hours, if I don't put deodorant on a day, I start to notice. You know what I'm saying?
I've gotten down to the front of my building, thought really hard,
yeah,
and then gone back upstairs. You're like, I think I forgot to put it on deodorant.
Yeah.
Like, it's the worst feeling in the world.
So the woman equivalent of that is, did I leave the curling iron on?
Mm.
And not just plugged in.
They don't automatically go off these days? Like a
some
good iron?
Some do, some don't. It depends. And you're like, oh God, am I going to burn the building down?
It's
so
a
that's
bad
the
feeling.
Most dangerous skip the step. And yeah, deodorant, yeah, you can skip many steps in a routine.
Yeah.
And that will happen. And
thank
thanks
you.
To Remy, this is a bag that I got from them that I think is super cool. But we really did have a great crowd. People, a lot of times when we do these remotes, like we want you to stop by, we want to hang out, but we're doing the show. So sometimes like during break, really for me oftentimes we can't talk during our breaks, we're busy like looking up a stat that we want to mention for the next segment or whatever else, and this time it was just people hanging out and talking sports. And Mark, everybody got a lot of hellos from our listeners, and Tim did bring Bear Glove, and then another listener was laughing because he was like, I heard that segment. And he was like, I thought about it. So apparently Bear Glove was half off, which is why Tim wanted to bring it to you.
Sincere thank you to Tim for listening to the show, thinking about me, and purchasing Bear Glove. Thank you. And that should sort of set the template for the rest of our listeners. What do you got for me?
Please don't make me carry everything, guys.
Do you need a case of deodorant like you have a case of Topo Chico that you refuse to take home?
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, why would I take it home when I could just store it in one of the boss's offices? It's perfect.
Poor Ryan Porth. There's like Christmas trees in there right now, and they've been in there all year. And he just sits with the Christmas decorations year-round in his office.
He's looking pretty good right now. I mean, it's about to be Christmas decoration season, if it's not already.
The funniest part was the people with Remy Martin, who were so nice, were like, did he just give you deodorant? Men's deodorant? I was like, it's Bear Glove, yes.
It's not just for deodorant. Me. It's Bear Glove.
It's for my guy who forgets to put on deodorant sometimes.
It was so funny.
And
then we took pictures with it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It actually smells
Wait, you
like
took
a bear.
Pictures with the Bear Glove?
Yes.
Oh, did you goodness. Sample some of my Bear Glove?
I did not.
Okay.
So I'm sorry if the
plastic cap
the bear
was still on.
Have you gotten
was...
a smell? Have you gotten a toke? You want a little toke? Here you go. Get a little toke. Let me, what do you think?
I don't. Like, pretty what good. Does a bear glove smell like?
Well, this is what a bear glove smells
did
like.
Did you really get it? And just, did you say to yourself, bears? Like,
it's so funny. Like, and I don't know if other guys, I mean, have your own brand.
It
but,
smells like outside.
You know, I was at a CVS or what, maybe it was Walgreens, and I'm like, there's all these different varieties. I'm like, oh, this one looks interesting. Here's, you know, cool breeze and freshness and aqua. And I was like, oh my God, there it is. Bear Glove.
They need to have like an open container. Like, you know, if you go check out perfumes and colognes, they need that for deodorant because there's so many different kinds now.
It's not a cheap commitment deodorant either.
No, and they got to unlock
always go
the little
twin pack.
You got to unlock the little thing. I had to have.
Oh, yeah, because people steal it.
Yeah, the lady's like, what kind would you like? I was like, ma'am, please, Bear Glove. Ma'am, please, a word. Why would you think I would get anything else but Bear Glove, ma'am?
So it was a great time. I had a lot of fun at Captain Jack's. I'm just also an extrovert. I used to hang out like when my friend worked at a gas station. I'd just chill at the gas station and like see what kind of life would happen, you know?
Oh,
what?
Eating beef jerky, hanging out and filling up her big gulp cup.
Refills, no, I was too cheap to have either of those things. I get water.
Oh, get a little water?
Yeah,
free
man.
Water.
I was in like college and high school. You can't be doing all that.
Layla, you can't hang out at a place and not buy something.
Yeah, you can when
sure
your friend
you
works there. Duh.
Oh, okay.
Just keeping somebody company, bro.
That does change the. You're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a great time. And yes, I
bear That's awesome. Gifts. No, that's very cool. And then when again will you be talking to our guy, Nashawn Wright?
December 2nd. It is at Moretti's in Bedford Park.
I can't wait for that for you. I can't wait. Now, is that on the air or is that like your
Q&A?
No,
Football After Dark.
Football
is like
After
a,
Dark.
It's
okay.
an event where people get together and you listen and the conversation's off the record.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Well, not off the record because it's in public.
But people don't film it. And, you know, I relay some points that I'm allowed to be given. And, yeah, it's a really great
time. You're
not
allowed to relay what they're saying in public?
No, it's just we talk about it first. I'm like, hey, is it okay if I bring this back up?
Okay.
Well, that's the point of Football After Dark, Rody.
Oh, because it's the darkness and the privates and all that stuff?
The privates?
Private, not the privates.
Okay.
What's on your mind, man?
To a different level.
What are you doing this weekend, Marshall? thinking about those privates.
Minding my business.
Hey, don't ruin one of the many gifts you've been given with this talk.
Exactly.
That's true. What did I just get? Oh, yeah, the bear glove. I can't keep track of all the gifts.
I'm sorry, Tim. I tried.
No, Tim, thank you so much. That is hilarious, thoughtful, and quite frankly, it's very practical. It will be used.
Will you put the cap back on that, please?
Oh, yeah, where's the cap?
I got a really pretty coffee table book from Remy Martin, which I thought was awesome. I posted it on my Instagram story, at Layla Rahimi. I know a lot of people thought it was cognac, but it was a book, and I thought it was super cool. So I'm looking forward to breaking that open.
And guys, you will get such good results with Bear Glove. It's out there. Women on the streets will notice it. Oh, Bear Glove? That's right.
Men will buy you more Bear Glove.
Just a man buying another man deodorant. The intimate relationship of radio.
He walked in with it, and I was like, oh my God, Bear Glove.
Tim, you are the best. I hope did Tim buy some for himself, too?
I didn't ask.
Treat yourself, Tim.
He said it was half off, too. He got it at a discount.
It's tasty, too.
Oh, I like people, usually.
You're an extrovert.
I am an extrovert. It is true. We got some Bears news, actually. Ben Johnson was asked about the status of Jalen Johnson, or as Mark likes to call him, Jalen Johnson. So we'll do that in 5 on it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.